And 6:06, we have rain and 56 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting showers today in 64. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The U.S. Supreme Court will not hear a case involving a 2011 Oklahoma abortion law. But as Matt Trotter reports this morning, that does not mean that the debate is over.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court decided last year that the law was unconstitutional. State justices told the U.S. Supreme Court last week that the law would effectively ban drug-induced abortions. The nation's highest court lost interest after that, allowing the state ruling to stand. But Stanford law professor Hank Greeley expects the U.S. Supreme Court will have to hear an abortion case at some point.
I think the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately is likely to have to decide this issue, but it will decide it with a statute that was drafted in a competent way, unlike the Oklahoma statute.
Greeley thinks state lawmakers will try passing a better worded version of the same law. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
A new study says that nearly two-thirds of Oklahoma kids from low-income families did not attend a preschool program from 2009 through 2011. That figure is startling to Terry Smith. He's the president of the Oklahoma Institute for Child Advocacy.
Pre-K is available to every child in Oklahoma, but 60% of the kids in Oklahoma don't take advantage of that. And so we want to find out why that is and how can we support those families, particularly the ones living in poverty, to help them to be able to get their kids enrolled in pre-K so they can take advantage of that.
The 20-page report underscores Oklahoma's recent troubles in dealing with early childhood issues. In June, the state ranked 36th in the nation in child well-being based on finances, education, health, and family and community issues. The Tulsa mayoral election is a week from today. Former Mayor Kathy Taylor yesterday detailed her three-point plan for public safety.
First and foremost, strengthening the Tulsa Police Department and the 911 call center. Second is focused on strengthening public safety departments by building upon the technologies that we implemented in our first term. And finally, this is a community problem and it must be addressed community-wide.
Taylor pledges if elected, she'll do her best to make Tulsans feel safe. Meanwhile, on the other side of the mayoral race, Tulsa police confirmed that they've talked to a 23-year-old man with the Taylor campaign who was apparently stalking Mayor Bartlett. Police questioned the man after Bartlett's neighbors reported a car and driver had been parked down the street for hours from the mayor's house. The man told police he was gathering information on Bartlett's movements for the Taylor campaign. Kathy Taylor issued a statement apologizing to the neighbor. The man is still working for the campaign. Taylor says no laws were broken. Mayor Bartlett issued a statement saying Kathy Taylor has crossed the line. Governor Fallon spends yesterday in Santa Fe. She hosted the National Governor Conference seminar on education and job training. She told reporters it is time for states to align education needs with workplace demands.
One thing we all share together as governors is we all want to strengthen our economies. We all want to create good-paying jobs. And we certainly all want our children to get the best education possible.
This is the second of three national seminars. The last one will be in Oklahoma City. Three children are found in Tulsa with their biological mother and a man. The problem is the mother does not have custody of the kids. They were apparently taken from a home in the St. Louis area. The police department and the Oklahoma Highway Patrol made the arrests overnight. Our weather forecast, showers likely today, a high of 64. Tonight, rain continues, 44 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar shows a lot of rain in northeastern Oklahoma this morning, moving toward the north. Right now in Tulsa, we do have rain and 56 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.